Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Weekend Update from very high above all other primitively sophomoric forms of Wyoming mainstream media. This is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. First things first, Cowboy State Politics has surpassed 30,000 downloads. Boom! Oh, wait, fireworks, I've got them. Woo, that felt pretty good, didn't it? That was almost as good as telling the Wyoming mainstream media to go pound sand. Oh, wait a minute, we do that on every single episode. And we've done our job so well that Cowboy State Politics is the largest conservative digital show in the state of Wyoming. Thank you very much. And now, for some more totally deserved self-aggrandizement, you can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, really any of them will work, but the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows, as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Sleepy Joe Biden, or you're a member of the mainstream Wyoming media, and you're just too darn lazy to do your job, well then you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself. On second thought, just stop paying attention to all these imbeciles in the Wyoming mainstream media. They're not really telling you the truth anyway, which I'm, again, going to prove to you here in just a second. But a couple program notes first. On September 17th, Cowboy State Politics will be broadcasting live from Rawlins, Wyoming, at the Rural Wyoming Matters U.S. Congressional Forum. It will be our first live program, so make sure that you tune in. The link is already available at cowboystatepolitics.com under the Live tab. Going forward, my intent is to have several more live shows. In fact, we're going to work up to at least one or two live programs a week. So you can find all of that information at the website underneath the Live tab. Who knows? Maybe in the future, Weekend Update will be a live program. But we'll have to find out when we get there. Now, obviously, all of this would not be possible without our incredible sponsors, first of which is Morton Buildings. I can't thank them enough for their continued support of the program. And if you are in the market for a building, like an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or a roping arena or anything like that, well, you need to call Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Their number is 307-674-2532. I'm telling you, you can just tell them what you've got rattling around in that crazy brain of yours, and those two guys will figure out the details. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do it better than anybody else around. So give them a call or check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Also, we'd like to thank Wing It Food Truck. Although they're a new sponsor, a lot of the new program features that we're going to be rolling out here fairly soon would not be possible without the support of Wing It Food Truck as well. So go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com, and underneath the sponsors tab, you'll find the schedule of where that food truck is that makes those super, super yummy hot wings. Go check it out. Trust me, you're going to be missing out if you don't go get some of their wings. Okay, so it really wouldn't be a celebration here at Cowboy State Politics if we didn't correct the media in some sort of big way. Now, normally it's not that hard, really. I mean, you just pick up a copy of their paper, the ones that are still printed, or you go to their website and you can look at some of the crap that they've put on there, and more often than not, there's going to be a mistake there that's kind of big that they've kind of overlooked because they're lazy at what they're doing. Such is the case with the media fawning over former Wyoming Senator Bruce Burns. Okay, so the past 2 days, I've been at the Corporations Committee hearing that was held in Sheridan, Wyoming this Thursday and Friday. As I get the audio from that meeting processed, I'll play some here or there, probably some on Monday, but the main analysis of that meeting will happen on Wednesday's program. But for our purposes today, the mainstream Wyoming sophomoric media has done most of our work for us. Here's the clip that's been floating around just about every website. Here's former State Senator Bruce Burns, emphasis on the former, and I'll tell you why he has that title of former here in just a little bit. But here's the clip of Bruce Burns that's on several different media outlets this morning.
Get concerned when I see a chairman of the Republican Party sit up here and tell you that they're going to take names to see who's for it and who's against it just because they're for it, and maybe the entire Republican Party in Wyoming's for it. But any legislator who is craven enough to change their vote because of intimidation tactics doesn't deserve to be reelected. And frankly, I'm very concerned when the leadership of the Republican Party threatens legislators. And I don't like it.
There's a lot here to unpack. I think the first thing is to question what the actual nature of political parties is. That would be to influence votes to change public policy, would it not? And the way that we do that is by influencing individual legislators. Now, Brucey baby, I'm pretty sure if he were still in office, he'd be camped out with the Gail Simmons and Frontier Republican types. He would most definitely be on the receiving end of some of that influencing coming from the Republican Party. But that's what all political parties do, is they influence legislators to vote a particular way. They say, if you're not for guns, you're probably not a Republican. Those sorts of things. So I don't really have a problem with that. And secondly, most Wyoming conservatives are totally tired of these frontier Republican redcoats. You know, they come around and they tell us one thing during election time. We're totally conservative. We totally support your guns. We want smaller government. And then they go to Cheyenne and they take off their patriot clothes and show themselves for the redcoats that they absolutely are. We're totally in favor of the Republican Party taking names there, Bruce. And quite frankly, Bruce, if you're such a staunch Republican as all of these articles claim you are, you know, 42-year Republican, why aren't you advocating for such a runoff piece of legislation? Oh, I know. It's because all of your buddies that are still in the Republican Party probably wouldn't get elected if we had a runoff bill. In any case, it's interesting that he's questioning the ethics of Frank Ethorn, chairman of the Wyoming Republican Party. And anyway, the word ethics and Bruce Burns probably shouldn't be in the same sentence. We begin with the pages of the Red Star, Casper Star Tribune, in an article entitled Changes to Wyoming's Primary Election System Unlikely Before 2024. Victoria Evis writes on September 3rd, yesterday, that, quote, of the numerous people who spoke on the bill, Ethorn was the most aggressive, saying that the state GOP would be watching which lawmakers were in favor or opposed to the legislation. As they should be. That didn't sit right with some current and former lawmakers. Quote, frankly, I'm very concerned with the leader of the Republican Party threatens legislators, said Bruce Burns, a former state senator, end quote. Emphasis on the former, of course. Sounds kind of dastardly of old Chairman Frank to say that sort of stuff, right? That the Republican Party is keeping track of who's a Republican and who's not. I mean, who would have thought they would have the gall to do that? Next stop, the Oil City News. In an article entitled 42-Year Republican Chastises Wyoming GOP Chair for Threatening State Legislators, Brandon LeChance writes on September 3rd, 2021 that, quote, Burns, who served 8 years in the Wyoming House of Representatives and 16 years in the Senate, said that he thinks legislators should vote their conscience on runoff elections, and no matter which way they vote, they shouldn't be swayed by pressure from the Wyoming Republican Party leadership. End quote. And on to the Cap City News, which, really, that's the same outfit as the Oil City News, but it's on a different page. But same article, same stuff, all of it. So now, what exactly did Chairman Frank have to say? Let's give it a listen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Appreciate the opportunity to testify one more time before you today. The sentiments delivered about the simplicity are really all I'm here to deliver on behalf of Republicans all over Wyoming. This is the number one issue they feel will contribute mightily towards election integrity. They truly want to see majority elections results. They truly do. And so they're not going to let this issue go. We hear about it nonstop, daily, through all of our meetings of feedback from every grassroots channel to the state party. And so, plain and simple, I say to you, Mr. Chairman of the committee, please vote for this. Get it out onto the floor. I think there's plenty of matters that we can work out. I will add this, that it's not just a focus on the issue, it's a focus on the questions we are getting through the party channels are which legislators, which public elected officials are supporting, and which are opposing. And we want to know, And we're going to look at all the different methods of measuring and evaluating votes. And that's what I want to bring to you today.
So the bigger question is, if all of these people ran as a Republican, got elected as a Republican, why don't they want to follow what the Republican Party and Republicans across the state have to say about policy preferences? Well, it's obvious. They're not Republicans at all, and the only reason they put that R behind their name is so that they could get elected. They're redcoats, and they don't like being exposed. So the whole media blitz you're seeing this morning with their new darling, former Senator Bruce Burns, is to push back against Chairman Frank and say that, well, no, you shouldn't be keeping track of the way that we vote. I mean, we're Republicans. Why would you have to pay attention to what we're doing in Cheyenne? Oh, yeah, because you're a redcoat. That's why. Let's take a look at new Wyoming mainstream media darling, former Wyoming State Senator Bruce Burns. And we should probably begin in a restaurant in Sheridan, Wyoming. Getting a little nervous yet, are we, Bruce? Well, anyway, he was harassing a waitress there in that restaurant in Sheridan, and she didn't like it very much, and she sued him. Now, this whole thing was settled out of court, so it's really hard to find documentation on it. But yeah, it happened. You should go ask him about it. And here's a better one, and this one is really documented, and I find it strange that the Red Star has forgotten about this, but it just probably shows you that they're really just a bunch of redcoats, and they will use anything to further their purposes, up to and including exposing their agenda for what it is, being the propaganda arm for the redcoats and the Democrats in the state of Wyoming. Here we go. Dun, 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 dun. From the pages of the Red Star in an article entitled, and it's so crazy, I still have a hard time saying the title of the article, but it's entitled, Former Lawmaker's Porn Joke on the House Floor Draws Rebuke from Leadership. Nick Reynolds writes on February 27th, 2020, and I quote, a Sheridan Republican and former Appropriations Committee Chairman Burns was a longtime fixture on the Wyoming legislature at the time of his 2018 retirement, serving 24 years between the House and the Senate. On Thursday, Harshman, per House tradition, invited the former lawmaker to the dais to address the body, where it appeared Burns was going to tell the packed chamber an amusing story about a recent three-week road trip. That was not the case. And I quote, here's Burns. I was at this motel, and I went to the desk clerk and asked to have my porn disabled, Burns said, with at least one child looking on from the gallery. Quote, and she said, we only have regular porn, you sick bastard, end quote. The remarks, which got a smattering of applause, prompted at least one lawmaker to walk out, and Harshman, at the close of business Thursday night, to address the events that had occurred several hours earlier. Quote, I think the remarks were really inappropriate, Harshman told lawmakers. I think they were offensive to this body and to our great traditions here, and I don't appreciate the breach of that privilege that I granted. It's that decorum and integrity that makes you guys the best house in America, and it's important it stays maintained. End quote. That's something else, isn't it? Well, all I'm saying is maybe we shouldn't be listening to old Bruce Burns, former State Senator Bruce Burns on really anything after hearing what he says on the House floor of our Wyoming legislature. In other earth-shattering and hell-hath-frozen-over style news, I happen to agree with Representative Dan Swanitzer on something. Take a load of this.
And so I think all the members know that I've been really advocating for a 5226 plan, decreasing the number of legislators by 12, which I don't honestly think is enough, right? We decrease the executive branch by 15 to 18%, a little bit more than that. We seem to cut our county budgets, our city budgets, and for some reason, we can't seem to cut our own budget, or we did cut Dallas's budget, but we seem to believe that we desperately need 60 of us and 30 of us to continue the business of government in Wyoming, which I just don't agree, right? So,
who would have thought? Small government crazy talk coming from Representative Swanitzer. Now, keep in mind, Representative Swanitzer says some stuff that's not at all conservative. So just this one little piece doesn't get him out of all the non-conservative votes he's taken. But it is a good sign. He is advocating for some small government. So credit where credit is due. But it didn't stop with Representative Zwanitzer. Here's Ogden Driscoll.
I want to thank you, Representative Nyman. You did exactly what we asked last term, what I asked. You came to switch. Josh, thank you. It was accelerated. And same Secretary of State. I took equal sides of this, and it is something that people want. And I wanted to make sure that it got at least this committee with an honest vote. It's not popular on either side, or at least from where I was at. So I thank you, and I think it's well done. So appreciate the work. And with that, we'll move on. We'll bring the clerks up, and we'll do their testimony. Like I said, all of the state folks, because it's our question to people.
Yeah, I know. Who would have saw that one coming? I mean, especially after that last Corporations Committee hearing. But hey, whatever. Attaboy on this one there, Ogden. I think we're going to start calling this segment Small Government Crazy Talk. Yeah, it'll be great. But on Wednesday, we're going to do a deeper dive into the Corporations Committee hearing, and I've got tons of audio to share with you. So look for that on Wednesday. I'll give you the blow-by-blow of the open primary, which got tabled, the ranked choice voting, which got killed, and the runoff bill that was moved towards the next Corporation Committee hearing. So we'll have all of that on Wednesday. And on Monday's edition of Morning Reload, I'm going to replay the episode The Tyranny of Joe Biden. I've been threatening to do it for quite some time and haven't yet. And since Monday is Labor Day, I too deserve a little Labor Day weekend break. So I'm going to take that on Wednesday and replay that episode for you. So we'll be back for our regularly scheduled program on Wednesday. Have a good weekend. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is 30,000 downloads strong, Cowboy State Politics.